All right, we're back in the studio. None of that outdoor shit. None of that. I better watch what I say because some passerby is going to wonder some shit. And with that said, I got to open up my window because I don't know. It gets so stuffy. Maybe I'm just like, I don't know. I like having the windows open. I'm a window guy. I don't know if it's because the way I was raised. We usually had cars with shitty ACs, so you always just have the window down. It's just a way of life. It's very rare. If I'm driving someone, you know, like a sweet thing or, somebody who's just, like, always sweating profusely, I'm like, all right, let me turn the AC on. Calm down. But it just so happens the AC, if I turn it on in my car, after a while, I think some fucking antifreeze or coolant or whatever starts dripping somewhere, and I got white plumes coming out the back, and it's the whole thing. It's whatever, but it's not too bad. I think I fixed it. I still need to take a look. Okay, no more car shit today, Alan. All right? Today, it's a good day. I got a lunch. I got a lunch break. This is going to be a good, meaty, 20-25 minute episode. I'm looking forward to it. What are we going to talk about? I don't know. But I know for sure we have another tea. Ding, ding, ding. We have another tea to review. Now, this one I've been eyeballing for a while, and I see it on the shelf, and I had to grab a glass of ice. I say glass like an old man. It's a plastic cup. I got one of my little fancy agave straws, so that's cool. It's the same shit I did when I did the Central Market tea from the tap, but this is a tea that I've seen on the shelf. It's called Peloton Cascara Tea. Peloton Cascara Tea. Antioxidant rich, original, lightly sweetened. I almost grabbed I believe it was a cranberry lime flavor, but this is a new kind of tea. We're getting into teas in this series. You know, you got yerba mates, you got Yupons, and you got all kinds of crazy shenanigans going on. And the good thing about working at Central Market is I get to explore different teas I've never heard of. And this is yet again another one. So let me give you guys a rundown of this, because I was reading it when I was paying for it, and it's pretty crazy. First of all, the ingredients: purified water, organic coffee fruit, organic cane sugar, and citric acid. That is 1, 2, 3, 4 ingredients, dude. 4. I could count them on one hand and then have room for throw some liquor in it. I don't know. Brewed in Westchester, Pennsylvania. I don't give a shit about the nutrition facts. I'm just looking at the sugar. 15 grams of sugar. All right. So it's lightly sweetened with cane sugar. So already that sounds promising. Now get a load of this. This is the official synopsis on the side. In case you haven't noticed, Cascara is having a major moment in the health world. Cascara, which means husk in Spanish, is the small fleshy fruit that surrounds the coffee bean, also known as the coffee cherry. That sounds sexy. The cherry itself is packed with antioxidants, is known to be a powerful nootropic, or a cognitive enhancer. Typically, this superfruit is discarded when the coffee bean is removed, which means for many years, this superfood has gone to waste. We stepped in and found the sustainable solution for these cherries. That sounds sexy. Creating a line of tea that not only tastes good, but is good for you. Oh, and did I mention our coffee cherries are organic? What? You didn't mention that, bottle. Join the pack at drinkpeloton.com. Am I crazy, or is it Peloton? It's the bike that you ride, right? Everyone's riding the bike and they look at the little TV and some guy is kind of yelling at you, motivating you. And so, is that what it is? It doesn't look like they're related. This isn't an official get on your Peloton bike and drink this Peloton tea. It's something different, but anyway, yes, it's a Cascara tea. It's made from the cherry around a coffee bean. So that's weird. Yeah, it's like a husk. I don't know if fruit surrounds a coffee bean. I need to look into this. But we'll see what the flavor's like. Will it taste like coffee? Will it taste like tea? Will it taste like a sweaty mom on a bike, you know, checking out a handsome, dark-skinned, healthy man on a TV, telling her, come on, you can do it. You can do it. Remember all those guys in college that used to give you the time of day, but you can get that again. Come on, girl, you can do it. You can do it. 12 more miles. You got this. Your husband don't love you no more? Well, other husbands will. Keep going. Yeah, you got this. Where'd you get that top? It looks good. I love your hair today. What'd you do? All right, Cascara tea. Peloton, let's do this. I got a little straw. I'm going to drink it. Can you turn off my little light? All right, here we go. Kind of has a raisin taste, which I don't know why, but I kind of predicted that, but without knowing. I mean, I wasn't thinking it was going to taste like raisins, but I just had a feeling it was going to have a darker, robust flavor. Not quite coffee, but like where would a coffee come from, you know? I mean, you could definitely make this into a coffee. Oh my god, it tastes like if coffee had a cool tea like cousin or a younger sister or something. Let me take a few more drinks. I'm digging this shit. Hold up. Alright, so right off the bat, perfect amount of sweetness. Guilt-free. I don't feel like shit. I don't want to, like... I mean, the ice helps. I think the ice, if it melts, it'll get it watery, and it'll still be good. It's not going to, like... Because there's some people that like to get their sweet tea or their sodas or whatever the fuck, and they don't... You know, they say, no ice. It always freaks me out. When people go to a McDonald's or wherever, they're like, all right, get me a large so-and-so, no ice. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? It's going to get hot in like 10 minutes. Why are you like this? Do you not want a cold drink? Doesn't make any sense. The ice is free, you know. But people don't like watery drinks because they're going to lose the sweetness. And I'm like, okay, enjoy diabetes, you know. I don't know. Anyway, rant aside, I think this is one of those drinks. It's already lightly sweetened. If it gets any more lighter, any more waterier or whatever, like diluted would be the scientific term, whatever, go fuck yourself. It's just going to be good. You're not ruining a sweet fucking Mr. Pibb or whatever. It kind of does taste like Mr. Pibb. I'm thinking about it. It's like, okay, sweetness aside, the flavor... It's like you have a party, a get-together. It's not a party. Not everyone's not trying to fucking get each other drunk and, you know, sexually assault people. This is a good party. Like, people you know, one of your best friends, you know, they have everyone over for Christmas. And you know everything's going to be safe. No one's going to try to roofie you. Everything's good. If you get drunk, they'll just laugh about it. They might take pictures, but it's all in good fun. And you got a raisin there, Mr. Raisin dude. He's hanging out. Yeah, maybe have a little pomegranate guy. He's having fun. You have a tea leaf. Hey, Mr. Tea. Maybe he's the one throwing the party. It's Mr. T's party because it's a tea. You got the cute Peloton biker dude, Denzel. You know, he's there. He's telling everyone how he used to rock climb, but now he broke his foot, so whatever. You got Mr. Sugarcane. He's there with his girlfriend. They're both sugar. You know, they're cute together. They're just so sweet. They're always kissing each other, but not in a, like, hey, get a room kind of way, but just, like, you know, a little peck. You know, like, oh, I love you. Aw. The whole party's like, oh. And I'm there in the back just like, get a fucking room because, you know, people in love make me sick. Anyway, so you got all those guys. You got Coffee Bean there. And Coffee Bean is dating the raisin guy. And he's like, hey, are you a raisin? You used to be a grape? Like, no. I actually used to be this chick's husk. Oh. You find out this dude is a cool guy. You know, he did some missionary work. He's a nice guy. You think he's an asshole at first, but you get to know him a little better. You know, he's just misunderstood. And so, you know, he's a welcome member of the party. Everyone's having fun playing Scattergories or, you know, Cards Against Humanity, you know, something like that. But yeah, I guess all in all, this drink is a nice party of familiar faces, sweet, very savory, just robust flavors. They're all just coming into your mouth, you know. They're just sitting on your taste buds, on your teeth, on your tongue. They're all finding a spot, you know. Nobody's trying to intrude on other people's space. You know, somebody needs a drink. You know, hey, who else needs a drink? Yeah, I'll take one, you know. Everyone's doing rounds. Everyone's doing their part. Someone in the bathroom taking a shit. Ah, here we go again. Classic Alan. You know. Spoiler alert. I'm usually the guy that's taking shit at parties. I don't know why. I just don't want to. I don't want to be at someone's house at a party having to take a shit. And I got to wait because that's going to be on my mind. So I'll deal with the repercussions. You know, I'll take the blast. I'll take the whatever. When you gotta go, you gotta go. So. But no, this is good. You know, everyone's drinking, but, you know, no one's like, oh man. Sorry, I got gas. I had a huge cheeseburger earlier. It was good, but, you know. They put this really greasy cheddar cheese on there. It's crazy. And the french fries don't help. Not the healthiest food, but whatever. I wanted a cheeseburger. I'm working outside. I'm doing physical activities. And I wanted something to really give it to me, you know? Anyway, back to this tea. It's pretty good. Who'd have thunk? Ooh, what a thunk. Let me grab this bottle again and just... Peloton Cascara Tea. Now, I've never heard of Cascara Tea. I've never seen it. Maybe I have. And, you know, you see these drinks, you never notice them. And it's not like they sell these, you know, at the fucking local Walmart or Target or whatever. You gotta go out and look for them. But... I'm gonna take a few more sips and we'll continue. So, it's got the best qualities of a raisin. I can kind of taste the tea. But that begs the question, what makes a drink a tea? Is it the brewing process? Are you taking something, in this case, the husk of a coffee bean, and maybe it's dried up, maybe it's discarded, and some guy, probably a janitor. Janitors are always coming up with this shit. And I'm not just saying this because I'm going to be a janitor. I'm just saying, the guy who invented Hot Cheetos was a janitor. And they had a bunch of reject Cheetos at the Cheeto factory. Or the Frito-Lay factory, whatever. And this janitor dude, he's like, orale, what the fuck, man? He was Mexican. Hey, you gonna throw away all these Cheetos? Let me put them in a Ziploc. He takes them home to his family, his wife. God bless his wife. I look it up on YouTube. I don't know if there's a specific story, but several people have done the story. He takes them home, and his loving wife said, you know what? I know you're just a janitor, and I love you, babe. But we have an idea. And she gets this, the chili powder, I guess the earlier version of it. And she's putting it on these Cheetos because it didn't have any cheese. They're like, oh, well, it's just a Cheeto without the cheese. We got to spice it up somehow. And hey, we're Mexican. We like shit spicy. I mean, come on. You're talking to the same people who throw chili powder on a fucking cucumber. And all of a sudden you got one of the best treats you can have on a hot summer day. Shit's good. But yeah, they threw on the chili powder. They're eating them. They're like, this is pretty good. And one day, he takes it to his boss. And they're like, it's not, I don't know. Nobody likes spicy. They didn't give him the time of day. But his wife, I forget the exhort. This is the part where it's cloud. I think either she called them or she made him call them and said, hey, look, your boss, he's just doing his job. He's going to say this and that, whatever. What you got to do, my bad boy, my cutie with the booty. She dresses him up, practices his English, makes the motherfucker call the CEO of Frito-Lay, and sets up an appointment, a meeting. He calls the guy and tells him about this idea, and the CEO, again, I forget the specifics, but it's along the lines of, he liked the idea. He said, you know what? Yeah, come on over. He goes on over to the building. Motherfuckers have seen him, mopping floors, taking out trash, and all kinds of shit. This whole time, he's over there, and the chick, the girl at the counter, whatever. She's basically saying, hey, who are you? Who are you here to talk to? He's like, I'm here to talk to the CEO. I'm here to talk to the boss. I got a suit. Come on. And she's like, well, I don't know. And she's confused. Everyone's confused. Finally, he catches the CEO, makes him taste the hot Cheetos. He's eating them. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. This is good. And after that, I forget what happens, but basically, He sets up a meeting with the entire board of Cheeto Corp or whatever, Frito-Lay. And everyone there's just laughing. They're like, who's this Mexican dude? I swear to God, I've seen him. I spilled my wine the other day, because I like to drink wine at work, because I'm a board member and I'm up to no good. But this guy, I think I've seen him. And he stands up. He's got these little cue cards that his wife made him. In English, and this guy, and oh man, I think that him and his wife, their love for each other and her supporting him, I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure that I cried when I first saw this story. I was like, holy shit, because I don't have anyone like that for me. I think I have a friend, I have a close friend. She's not like a wife or a girlfriend or anything. She's just a friend. But she's not. She's a very negative person. If something looks like it's not gonna happen, she's like, well, that's how it is. Fucking white people. And I'm like, dude, you gotta be more positive. Anyway, this guy had a beautiful, supporting, like, this is a boss woman. And she's like, look, dude, I believe in this hot Cheetos. And holy shit, did she believe in him? Because look at it now. I'm getting ahead of myself. He put on a presentation. I think he had like a little character, a little fire guy. Well, I don't know. I forget when the fire guy got introduced to the hot Cheeto lore. But yeah, he had everyone try him, and they said, you know what? This is none of us white blokes came up with this shit. We're just trying to perfect cheese. This guy's doing cheese and hot chili. And this I think this must have been like the 90s? When did Hot Cheetos come out? I don't remember. I should have researched this. I didn't think I was going to be talking Hot Cheetos on my tea review, but long story short, this guy goes up with his balls in his hand. He's grabbing his cock. He goes into this meeting. He says, like, Cheetos, I'm making them hot. I'm telling you, the Latin community is gonna love this shit. And so they gave him a shot. They gave him a chance. And I, maybe I'm throwing drama into this story, but I want to say they denied him at first, but then they got a phone call later on saying, hey, we tried it out. Anyways, like, find out the details on your own, but basically he becomes the CEO of the Latin wing or you know, Frito-Lay Latino or whatever. He's a millionaire. That's what I'm trying to say. Possibly even a billionaire. At least a millionaire. This guy made some bank. His wife made a really, really good investment in this man, and he's a son. He's a badass. He's gonna go down as one of those unsung Latino heroes that just had a good idea and said, you know what? Just because no one's doing it, fuck it. It's a good idea. Like, how many other ideas seemed weird? That's weird. But nah. And cut to 20 years later, they're throwing the hot Cheeto shit on everything. Doritos, potato chips, you know, the hot fries. Dude, I was, for my senior year of high school, that's all I ate, was the Flamin' Hot Fries and a bottle of Dr. Pepper. That was my diet for a year. Crazy. But it's a good flavor. They put it on everything. And then I think in recent years they started getting into the Mexican chips. You know, your Takis and all that kind of shit. And I think Frito-Lay is starting to do a lot of those now, and you see the Flamin' Hot flavor on those things, along with other, like, Flaming Hot with limon, Flaming Hot with, you know, I don't know. I think they're trying to put, like, jalapeno cheddar. That's another one. That's actually my favorite. I love hot Cheetos, but the jalapeno cheddar Cheetos are so fucking good that I end up eating an entire bag, and my stomach just gets so upset. My stomach's like, fuck you, Alan. Why are you doing this? You're eating a pint of ice cream in one sitting. You're eating an entire thing of sherbet in one sitting. Now, what are you doing? An entire bottle of red wine on Game of Thrones night. What are you doing, Alan? You just ate an entire Totino's pizza. What are you doing, Alan? Double quarter pounder with cheese? You're not in middle school anymore. That's what I ate in middle school. I can't believe little 14-year-old Alan used to fucking down an entire double quarter pounder with cheese with Biggie fries and Biggie soda. I was a little chubby kid, you know, so it made sense, but I can't do that shit now, even though I'm like twice as big, or tall at least, I don't know. But yeah, the stomach is a crazy thing. It can handle all kinds of bullshit. Well, anywho, my point is, you have a good idea, just fucking do it. That man, I wish I had his name. I feel like I'm doing him a disservice. I'll try to throw him into the info or whatever. So you can look for it. Or just look up Hot Cheeto Origins. And it's like a funny Mexican dude. They show him doing like a TED Talk or some kind of speech. And he's a funny guy. You know, he's real, he's real self-aware about, you know, he came from nothing, and then he's just, that's, oof. I know it's corny as hell, but that's what America is, because Americans will do anything when you think about it. I mean, people were dancing to the Macarena for, like, a few years. I mean, it's, yeah, and, you know, I'm not the biggest, you know, Latino pride guy. I'm proud of it. I think I just don't know the language, and maybe I'll get on Babbel or whatever and learn it. And learn more about the culture, because I think when I saw that story, I was so ignorant to it, and I don't know how many people know it. And I'm sure there's a million other stories like that, where you're just breaking the barriers. I guess that's what Selena did, right? When she broke the barrier from Mexican to American pop music. Stuff like that. You know, you got celebrities, singers, actors, and stuff like that. Jennifer Lopez. Stuff. I mean, I guess She played Selena, so she would know, right? How to break barriers. Just as an aside, do you think J-Lo could still play Selena if they did a redo? Like, let's say they did, like, a sequel where she comes back. I don't even think they have to de-age her. They just... It's the same chick. Give her a wig. Can you imagine that? A Selena movie. Where she, like, she's back. It's like a what-if scenario. It's like, maybe she died, but, like, you got some little Mexican kids. They gather the Dragon Balls. You know, they want to bring him back. Bring back Selena. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. What would Selena be like in this day and age? In the music world right now? That would be nuts. Oh. Anywho. Peloton tea. Antioxidant rich. See, I still don't know what all this shit means, but I've just heard these words on, like, Joe Rogan and shit. Nootropics and cognitive enhancers. It's like a too good to be true thing. Like, it helps me out with antioxidants. It's organic. It's gonna help my tummy, I guess. And is known to be a nootropic, cognitive enhancer. Is that kind of like the, what's that other shit I used to drink? It would, like, boost me mentally, and I'm in a better mood. Maybe that's what that party was that I described earlier. You're just in a better mood. You're around friends. You're around loved ones, and you're having a good time. I don't know. So, yeah, this is a really, I almost didn't grab this one. I almost grabbed a plum green tea. It was it was right next to the Oyochas. It was an Asian brand. But man, the past two or three Asian brand teas from overseas, except for that one tea, the lemon flavored, what was it? I already forgot what it was called, but that one was good. But the other ones, the ones that taste like flowers and shit, those weren't... I wasn't about it. But whatever. This tea really came out of nowhere. Hats off. I know a new tea now. Cascara tea made from coffee beans. The coffee cherry. I have to look that up. What the fuck is a coffee cherry? 5 out of 5. Great flavor. Great refreshing taste. It's good cold. I don't know if it's good hot, but whatever. Who wants that? And will I go back to it? I think I will. I think this is a tea that I can grab a couple bottles of and just enjoy. And I think definitely I want to try the cranberry lime. I think when I start doing my final rounds, because I'm nearing the end of the... this competition. It's going to get to that final round. I got to buy one from each team, I guess. What's their best offer? Or what can they really just throw into the game? And it'll just be like a Royal Rumble of tea. And we'll see from there. Now, is Bill Miller's going to be there? Probably not. I'm not going to go all the way to Bill Miller's and grab a fucking thing. I feel like Bill Miller's doesn't count. It's a really good tea, but it just doesn't count. It's like, I don't know. It doesn't count. It's like fast food, almost. But no, I'll grab some other teas, and we'll have maybe like an hour-long kind of drinking competition type of thing. Yeah. So yeah, Cascara tea. Is joining the ranks. Peloton, Team Peloton is at it again. And yeah, just look up that dude, Hot Cheeto History, and look up Coffee Cherry. Look up, I don't know, Derek Chauvin's Guilty, y'all. Motherfucker. Bye.